Portia de Rossi and Ellen DeGeneres have moved out of the country because of Donald Trump.
Get out of here.
That's clocked. That is clocked.
Because of Trump?
Sources say it is because of Trump. When he won the election, they immediately put their ranch in California on the market and have moved permanently to their home, which they already owned outside London. So they will be living in England now, at least for the next 4 years.
Good.
I think, the liberal tears.
I think once again, a lot of people have that
reaction. Pour me another one. Fill it to the brim with liberal tears.
I think a lot of people have that reaction. Like, okay, see you later. Who cares?
Who cares?
You know? That liberal tears thing, I never knew. That's like a real saying, right? Liberal.
Big time.
You said after the election, there's nothing that conservatives love more than drinking the tears of liberals because they're all crying the next day, you know, after the election.
Watch The View. Watch MSNBC.
Yeah. And that's
Jimmy Kimmel. They just love watching them cry.
Yeah. And
they will.
And they do cry after elections or after things happen, you know, that conservatives like Donald Trump put into place. I just realized we bought our house now, 4 years ago, over 4 years ago. And apparently the previous owner of the house was a big time conservative because every once in a while, about every 6 months, I get either a coffee mug or a water bottle or a little hand towel. I've got all of them now that says like drinking the liberal tears or something like that's what it says on it.
It's addressed to the previous occupant.
Well, it's addressed to like occupant or, you know, it's just the address.
They know who they're sending it to. That's no mistake.
I don't know. I didn't know what it was. Now, for the first thing we got was one of those water bottles that keeps ice cold for a long time. And I loved it. And it was like, and on the outside it said, I love drinking leftist liberal tears.
So, do you tape over that when you take it to Pickle, or you just take it proudly?
I took it to the pool one day, and a lot of folks walking by were like, yeah, brother.
Hell yeah.
And I didn't know what they were talking. I didn't even know what it meant. I just was like, I like this water bottle. That's all it was. Then I took the towel to the gym, and the gym is more of a liberal place. And they look at me and go, ew, I don't want to be around you. And I was like, why? But I'm standing there holding my...
You triggered them with your towel.
I did. And I think the towel says, like, I soak up liberal tears with this towel. Wring it out and drink the tears. And interestingly, the previous owner of the house, who I had never met, was in town one day and just knocked on the door out of nowhere. And said, I just wanted to, you know, meet you. And so, this was like 6 months ago.
You got my water bottle?
He said. So I had to give him at least a few.
I got a good feeling about November. We're going to need a lot of drinking vessels. I got a real good feeling.
They just kept ordering those. They just kept on coming. And I just keep getting items. Well, I gave him a couple. I gave him the towel. I gave him the coffee mug. But I hid that water bottle. I really like it.
Too good.
It keeps everything so cold. It's like, you know, and it was delivered to now my address. But boy, I guess he was really, really right wing. And I didn't know that. And it just depends on where you take
Is there like a false wall with a bunch of beans and canned water?
Yes. That's what's so great
about it. Ammunition somewhere
it's
in the house.
Really made in
You'll
that
stumble
one.
Into it in the spring.
Just really perfect. Exactly.